You faking an illness today? It's 99.7 DJX. Yesterday being a holiday, trying to squeeze a five-day weekend out of your week. I mean, hey, I wouldn't fault you for doing that, right?
Exactly.
It's 99.7 DJX.
It should just automatically be that way. We get it.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know if you saw this story or not. It was about a week ago. Grace called out sick. Now, you know, if she had just taken PTO, didn't give an excuse, then really maybe it wouldn't even be an issue. But she said she had a doctor's appointment on that day and would need to switch her work day around and wanted to take basically a Friday off. Got busted getting on a plane for the weekend by her boss who was on the same plane.
That is not a doctor's appointment.
No, it's not. It's not.
I don't think she was flying out to go to the doctor's appointment.
No, and she actually posted a TikTok which shows a screenshot of her text conversation with her boss.
Oh,
that was like, is you up there?
Oh, no.
They're in the plane.
No. Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah,
shoot.
Yeah, turns out my doctor relocated, so
yeah.
I had to go on a plane
to go
see
him. I mean, honestly, like, it wouldn't have been a big deal if she'd have just said, hey, I need PTO on this day, and left it at that. But it was the fact that she thought she needed to lie to say, hey, doctor, et cetera, can't work, et cetera, I don't know. And maybe she felt like she had to because that's the way her company's set up or something like that.
Was that considered like a sick day? Did she think she needed to use a sick day as opposed to just paid time off?
Yeah. Yeah. See, a lot of companies like ours just have adopted everything to kind of PTO, like personal time off days. So whether you're sick or whether it's vacation, doesn't matter. It's your time.
It's all the same thing.
It's all the same thing. Right. Didn't always used to be that way.
We had certain sick days that we had to like use or lose.
Right.
Which was interesting because you can't force yourself to be sick if you're not.
Right. And obviously those didn't roll over, but then it was just like we had those cases where it was like, gonna be sick.
Yep.
Because you didn't have any more vacation days, but you had sick days.
Right.
And so you had
to say, technically you can take.
Right. But it's like, oh, I'm definitely sick. Definitely not gonna be there. So I want to know, how are you busted by your boss? Either doing what Grace did.
Getting on a plane with them is a pretty big way to get busted.
Right. Right. Or something else. I remember, I want to say, it wasn't my boss, but it was the person who covered for me because and this is when I worked, at a deli. I practiced before I called this girl.
You rehearsed what
I did.
You were going to say.
I did. I practiced
and how, you're
say. How
did you sound
I was going
sick?
To say. I tried to.
Oh,
and I was like,
I'm just feeling really bad today. I can't really make it in. Can you cover me?
Yeah. Hey, Mel, my stomach is just really, I'm just feeling really bad right now. And it was because it was like a Friday night. All my roommates wanted to go to a party and I'm sitting there going,
that is so unfortunate. You're sick on a Friday night.
I'm like, yes, yes. This is what has to happen. Yes. I'm going to go. I'm going to call off. I remember.
But you had to find someone to cover your shift, right?
I know. Yeah. I called and she was like, yeah, I will. But then she goes to the same party after the shift is over. And I was like, no! And she goes, I knew you weren't sick!
Did she make fun of you for your performance?
Yeah.
You sounded really pathetic on the phone. I felt so bad for you.
So it wasn't my boss necessarily, but it definitely was the person who covered for me.
You know what? She wins in the end because she got to like make money that day and then still got to go to the party.
Yeah. And really, I was only there maybe an hour before she was. So, anyways. Would love to hear some of your stories. How are you busted by your boss? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way next. Kind of a funny moment when Grace got on a plane to go on vacation a little bit early, when she had called out sick and her boss was on the same plane.
Oopsie daisies.
No, whoops.
Whoops.
Yeah, how were you busted by your boss? Got a message from a listener, got busted by the manager with the hostess in the walk-in cooler.
Oh, what was happening in there? What's going on in there?
Listen, if anybody has worked in food service, you understand what's happening in the walk-in cooler. I guess said so awkward, and the boss just walked in. Probably just turned around and walked right back out.
Yep.
You guys finish doing what you're doing. Make sure you sanitize everything and get out.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Got another one. My boss heard that I had been impersonating him to the area managers.
Oh, my God.
Drove over an hour to make me do my funny impersonation and then told me never again.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's hear that impression of me.
Okay.
Do your funny impression.
That was really great.
Yep, the one that makes everybody laugh so much.
Uh-huh.
Come on, funny boy. Let's
uh-huh.
see what you got.
Uh-huh. Oh, my
wow.
gosh.
Another from a listener. I was supposed to be on the way back to the shop after finishing up a job. Stopped over at Bass Pro Shops. My boss was actually in there. Whoops.
Oopsie daisies.
When you're supposed to be headed back to work and you decide, you know what, I'm gonna just take a detour, do a little shopping.
Quick little detour.
Yeah,
just
do a little
quick. I just gotta run in here real quick. I'm on my way back.
Yeah.
But you know what? Your boss is doing the same thing, right?
Yeah, maybe right? Maybe your boss was.
Maybe.
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 Stephanie writes in and says, this did not happen to me, but somebody that I used to work with, work part-time at one of the area gyms, and probably about 10 years ago, there was a guy that also worked there. He really wanted to go to this car show, so he called out sick, and he ended up seeing the lady who was our wellness director at the time at the same car show. He got fired after that. Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
Oh, well, so maybe the wellness director took time off. Like,
yeah,
was
right.
on a vacation day.
Right, right.
And did it the proper way.
Yes, and he did
oh,
it
no.
the improper way and got fired. Wow, good stories.
Oh, dang it.
How are you busted by your boss there? 99.7 DJX.